The mechanics of a presidential pardon in Israel really are not very complicated. I won't go over the detail of them again either, because I did it in another video the other day. But they do depend on one basic principle. It is not supposed to be a get-out-of-jail-free card for a politician who hasn't even been convicted yet. So for Netanyahu to submit a request without admitting guilt, without expressing remorse, and without stepping aside, is a complete inversion of every precedent that exists. Because the last time a president granted clemency in a comparable security scandal, the officers involved had confessed, shown remorse, and resigned. And that matters because institutional legitimacy in Israel is thin at the best of times. And the presidency has survived as one of the few positions that can still claim some degree, and I emphasize that word degree, of moral authority, precisely because it is not supposed to be dragged into the Prime Minister's personal legal messes. Which is why Isaac Herzog now sits at the center of a storm he didn't create, because Netanyahu is essentially asking him to shred the remaining credibility of the legal system in Israel in order to protect him from a trial that's already run for years and is entering the part that he fears the most. But when roughly 400 retired police officers, including former commissioners and senior commanders, step forward publicly and tell the president not to pardon the sitting prime minister because doing so could ignite severe violence, you pay attention because these people don't normally enter the political arena with this level of force, of coordination, of unity, and the language they use shows they understand the stakes better than anyone, because they didn't just warn about public disorder,